Hello, wake up. It's Wednesday on 98.9 The Buzz. Fizzano and Sandy, middle child, middle of the week, middle child Wednesday. Scott Fizzano here, middle child of the year, Sandy Waters. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. All right, let me get all these buttons right here. Hey, today we're going to see showers possible, but not all day long. You know, you look up, it might be a bit gray right now. But we're going to be getting about 75 degrees for the high. I think a better chance of some showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight into tomorrow. There we go. Yeah. Hey, you ever get up, wake up in the middle of the night, you're like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
How about a robot toilet that drives to the side of your bed? Like a robot?
Oh, no, that's disgusting. What are we doing? If my husband all of a sudden had a robot toilet, I don't want to be sitting right next to you peeing. No, that's dumb. Listen, robots need to stop. Know your boundaries. You don't need that. Did you really think that was a good idea?
I think it's a good idea for, you know, old people and people who can't get out of bed.
Oh, but, okay, that's obvious.
But for guys like me, this thing is smart. It's like you call it up on the app, it comes over to you, and you do your business, and it cleans you with its built-in bidet system. And then it drives back to its docking station, and it cleans itself. It hooks up to your plumbing, and does the rinse.
No, that's unnecessary.
Oh, come on.
Who's working on that? Stop working on that.
It's only $13,000.
Now, that is really good if you're bedridden. Agree with that. Or if you're going through a colonoscopy. That is fantastic.
If you can't make it quick enough.
But other than that, I think it's, I think it's highly unnecessary.
Leave it up to the Chinese. They came up with a smart toilet. They like that.
Of course.
They like that space sage stuff.
I mean, there's like privacy, right? You don't want to be that close to your significant other. Do you?
Oh, no, I would imagine.
Do you walk in on her when she's going to the bathroom?
No.
Do you like?
No, go and brush my teeth. What? No.
Yeah. Does she do the same to you?
Like, No.
Oh, so you have this.
Yeah, there's a boundary. Yeah, there's a boundary.
Yeah, but how about if you have, you're in a rush, you need to get ready.
Yeah, okay.
And she's going.
Yeah.
Then do you go?
No, I go to another bathroom. We have 17 of them.
It's funny because in this house, my husband would never walk in on me. That's weird. But if he's, that's fine. I walk in on him all the time.
Oh, you do? Aww.
Yeah, sometimes I gotta get things done. You know how I live. I live minute by minute.
One-way street, huh? In that relationship?
He doesn't care.
Oh,
listen,
he doesn't care.
If he's doing his business, like the cell phone in his hand, I don't want to walk in. But if it's just a quick, you know.
What does a cell phone have to do with pooping?
That's what I'm saying. If he's pooping,
oh, okay. I'm like,
walking
if he's doing business, like conducting business.
No,
just
like
say
business.
If he's pooping.
I did want to say that. I wanted to class it up a little bit.
You made it cryptic. I'm like, he's actually working?
That's not cryptic.
Is that working from home in the bathroom? He's pooping. I see what you mean.
If a dude brings in their cell phone with them, we know what's happening in there. Women don't.
That
tend
is such
to
a stereotype.
Well,
I'm serious, man.
It's an accurate one.
Maybe with your husband.
Okay, fine. 818-2899.
No.
If you see your man going to the bathroom with his phone, what's happening next? Well, how long is it taking before he comes out?
Spizzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hi, Wednesday. What's up? It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spizzano and Sandy. Today is June 17th. And here we are on Wednesday morning. Scott Spizzano and Sandy Waters. What's up with you?
Can I ask you a question? I don't even know if this thing exists anymore. This activity that I think used to happen around this time, I think, or was it in the beginning of the year? Senior pranks.
Oh, God, yeah. Senior pranks, yeah. It's still around. They gotta be.
I don't know if they are because I don't hear about it. Usually it makes the news, like the thing that a senior class did and they took it too far because that's what kids do. They take it one step too far.
Yeah, I mean, like, I haven't heard any of this year, but it's not like it went away. It's not like, oh, COVID hit, no more senior pranks.
I kind of think it did. I think schools are clamping down or whatever it is.
Oh, you think so?
I don't know.
I mean, it started.
818-2899. Anyone, do you know of a senior prank? Is your kid a senior? Do you allow them to do the prank? Like, what if they're like, Mom, Dad, I got a cool idea. I'm going to put a cow on a roof. I heard Spizzano talking about it.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you requested?
Yeah, yes, they got it. They let it up us. Yeah. I was kind of bummed I wasn't part of that.
Did your boys do a senior prank? Did they try to ask you to brainstorm?
No. But you know what? Parents aren't being asked anymore because now there's ChatGPT and Claude and Gemini, yes, and all these AI things.
AI told us to do
AI
it.
AI has come up with some great stuff. There's no single pinpointed origin or creator of it, but it kind of final
hurrah. Did you look up the history of where senior pranks started?
Yeah.
You're such a history teacher. Okay?
I am. But
yes, Mr. Spizzano.
But apparently it grew out of a college hazing and celebratory pranks. And in Australia, I mean, this isn't just an America thing. This is all over the world. So there's no way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. In Australia, it's called the muck up.
Ah. I don't know if the muck up happens anymore.
The muck up day, which is near the end of the academic year, where older students are given a hall pass to let off steam and playfully disrupt the campus before their final exam or graduation. That's it.
Now it's turned to sweet. I think it's turned to sweet. Now, instead of senior pranks, the seniors are all focused on the day. They get to walk in their cap and gown. Mm-hmm. Through the elementary school and the middle school.
Yeah, that's, you know, we never did that. Did you guys do that when you were a senior?
No, I didn't either. I don't know when that started, but I know that was a big day. That was a big day for my older daughter. And I know Greece Athena just do their walk? Hilton a couple weeks ago?
My contractor, Joe, told me his daughter, who's graduating this year, did the grade school walkthrough.
Yeah, that's cool. And it must be wild for the teachers. Like, you teachers, I don't know if it keeps you young or makes you feel old, but when you see your seniors come through the hallways.
Right?
And you know that you made such an impact on their lives. That must be surreal, wild.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's you know, I mean, what is it for? Is it for the teachers? Or is it for the little kids that look up to the seniors that are graduating?
I don't know. Probably all of it, right? And for the seniors to feel like a big shot for one.
Yeah, like, right, exactly.
That's right.
Right?
This is where it's to remind you where you came from.
Don't lose sight. That's right.
Of the little people. And I'm talking.
We're teachers. Which teachers were more impactful for you? Your primary school teachers or your like high school teachers?
I remember the primary school.
Same here.
Elementary school teacher. Well, no, I have a few. It's wild that we have so many teachers. Like, count out how many teachers you have.
Yeah, right.
And you can only think of maybe a small handful. 1, 2, 3 maybe, of really impactful teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like those odds. That's not really good.
That's why teachers are so awesome. It's coming up on 6:14 now on 98.9 The Buzz. Today, showers possible, not all day, but 75 degrees for the high.
Spizzano and Sandy.
It's about that time. Yep.
The Bills make me wanna shout.
Training camp, July 29th. It starts at St. John Fisher.
Yeah, it starts, but don't blink because it'll end before you know it. Now, I don't know. Maybe you're okay with this. Maybe it's not really that much of an issue. But I was looking over this, and the public practice lottery is now open. Okay, so now is the time where you can request up to 4 tickets. There's no obvious guarantee that you're going to receive these tickets.
Right.
The lottery closes June 26th.
Okay.
And messages will start to be sending out June 30th on whether you receive the tickets or not.
Okay, so you got to put in a VIG for, like, some tickets. Up to 4, you said?
Up to 4. But here's the different different vibe this year. I'm bummed, and I'm not even a huge Bills fan or football fan. But the amount of practices is now 7.
For the public.
We'll hold 7 open practices, and they are mostly, if not all, at 8:30 in the morning. And that's it. Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. So one Saturday practice, one Friday practice.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much you're taking time off of work.
Okay.
If you get this. So there's fewer number of practices, earlier practices. Like back in 2024, there were 10.
Oh,
then
okay.
2025, there were 11.
Now this
2026,
year,
there's seven.
You know, I always felt that Bills training camp was a pain in their ass because people were there.
I'll be honest with you. I don't care if it's a pain in your ass. You're the millionaire, and you wouldn't be a thing if it wasn't for us, the fans.
It's
when I say us,
meant,
I mean you, all fans.
Bills training camp isn't for the public, primarily for the public. It's for them to get in shape and get ready to go and figure out who's going to be what. And then secondary is, okay, you guys can watch. We can watch. You know? And
but they love it. These people love the attention. They want eyes on them. Like, we're raising our kids to end up always wanting the attention when they perform, quote unquote. Because on the field, when they play as little moochies, no parent misses a practice. No parent misses a game. They're dialed in. They're focused on their kid.
Mm-hmm.
Is it even that alone is so different. When I was growing up, don't watch me. Mom, Dad, it's fine. Go do your thing. I want to do my thing over here. Now, God forbid, I'm not watching my kids' every move. That's how these players are, I think, too. They love it.
I think a lot of them are like, I want to win the Super Bowl. Focus, you know, work. And it's great to get attention, but I really need to focus because we need to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, do you think they don't like...
I don't think...
Like they have to do the press.
Yeah, I think they have to, but like I feel it takes away from their focus of being the best they can be. You know, and it's part of the game. It's part of the whole thing of being a football NFL football player.
That's just a thing, though. Every team has that,
sure,
right? Open practices. Has it always been a thing, or is this like, it's
you
always
know,
been a thing pretty much, hasn't it?
I don't think it was as big as it used to, as it is now. It wasn't as big.
Well, I remember before it was all free. Just walk on in.
Yeah, right. So, I don't know.
So you're not bummed about it. You kind of feel like they should, do you think they should shut it down?
No, but I get it.
Okay.
I don't want it to end because, you know, there's something spectacular about bringing your kid to be up close near a Buffalo Bill and see what they do and see how, you know, cool they are.
It only benefits the team because it just, it's shared memories and it's sharing memories with coworkers, with friends, with your kid.
Yeah. And it's
goodwill. You love the team more because,
It's goodwill. But there's, to a certain point, maybe it got too much and they need to pull it back a little bit.
I think that's freaking frustrating, though. How many people are going to try to get these tickets? Well, now there's only 7 games. I don't know how many tickets are out there for each of these practices. But your chances of getting the tickets, it's probably you're going to win the real lottery more than this. Like, what's the chance?
There was a day where none of us went to training camp because it wasn't even in Rochester. So it's a thing. It's a privilege.
Oh, wait. Is this their way of pulling out?
No.
Let's cut back the practices. Let's make the practices a little bit earlier. Let's make it harder for people to get into the practices.
You know what? The first thing I thought when I saw, and I know we got to take a break, is that 8:30 practice starts on all of these, every 7 of these practices,
mm-hmm.
is probably for the players, because you're talking end of July into August. It's hot and it's dangerous. You've seen other teams, players have died during playing camp.
last year they had it. Yeah. Do you remember last year was brutal?
Yeah.
So
I see maybe it's a weather thing too. All right. So July 29th, training camp starts at St. John Fisher. Good luck winning the Bills lottery.
Spizzano and Sandy.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:47 on 98.9 The Buzz. It is now time to do... Wait. Don't tell me. I pretty sure I know the end of this story.
Do you?
I don't know. Do I?
I don't know. Maybe you do. 818-2899. You can play along, too. So, you have to guess the ending of this.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. All right.
It's a true story.
Okay.
It happened in my house.
Oh,
now,
okay.
My younger daughter was going out to dinner with a boy. Now, I do not want to label it because in fear of me mislabeling what it was, she's just going out to dinner with a kid. Okay.
Okay.
And they were going to Shake Shack.
Is this like the first date?
See, don't label. Oh. It's the first time that they went out to dinner.
Okay.
They've had ice cream together.
Oh, okay. So this is not dinner. Okay, now they're going to eat. Okay.
Yes. So she's getting ready upstairs. My husband, my older daughter, and me sitting around the table eating dinner. Now we're cleaning up after dinner. Mm-hmm. And my husband told my older daughter, okay, why don't you dry the dishes? And then he goes to the stairs, the bottom of the stairs, and calls up to Lexi and goes, Lexi, before you leave, bring up the garbage totes. And then a few minutes later, my husband and I are relaxing in the sunroom. And then Lex comes downstairs and she's like, okay, he's pulling into the driveway. And my husband and I immediately said, you are not going anywhere. You stand right there in the kitchen. He needs to come to the door. Oh, and don't forget, you got to bring up those garbage totes.
So you're talking about they're out at the end of the street, at the end of the driveway, right?
Yes.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Yes.
All right. But the kid already just pulled in.
So the kid's pulling in. Lexi's like, I got to go. He's pulling in. And we're both like, no, you stand right there. He's got to come to the door. And then my husband looks at me, winks, and he says to her, and remember, don't forget to pull up those garbage totes.
Oh, God. Test. It's a test. Now, would you, I mean, I don't know. I'm old school. I would not just wait in the car until a girl came out. I'd definitely have to go up. Have you met the guy yet?
Yes, we know this kid.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, it does make it a little bit weird because he's like kind of a family friend, son of a family friend, whatever. Okay. So we're in the sunroom. Don't go anywhere. He needs to come to the door and don't forget to pull up the garbage totes.
Yeah.
Okay, period. She's like, are you serious? And we're like, yes.
Yeah.
How does the story end? Did the boy actually come to the door? And when it came time to haul up the garbage totes, did Lex do it herself?
Oh, my God.
Did he help? Did she ignore the chore altogether?
Ignore the chore coming up on The Buzz. How did this story end? Wait, don't tell me.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
So typically, I don't just wake up to any radio station in the morning. I wake up to 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy, and nothing like getting an alarm with Spisano just screaming into the mic every morning going, good morning! You know, that definitely wakes me up and also gets me started.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning, Spisano and Sandy. Wait, don't tell me. I've been waiting for a few minutes here to try to figure out what happened up at your homestead.
Yeah.
Was this last weekend?
The weekend before last, I think. Now, listen, if you're going to take out my daughter, you will have to go through a series of tests.
Yeah.
And if you fail, done.
You're dead to me.
Dead to me. Did this kid fail? 818-2899, if you want to play along. Join in on this.
Let's see. Okay, so recap. What happened?
Okay, so let me recap. Yeah, Lexi is my 16-year-old, almost 17. Mm-hmm. No,
she's
How old
17.
Is my kid?
She's 17.
Holy hell. Hold on a second. Let me digest that.
Not 16 anymore. She just turned 17.
She's 17. Okay. Yeah. Lexi is my 17-year-old. And then I have a 21-year-old as well. Okay, mm-hmm.
Both daughters. Yep.
Yes. Lexi was going out to dinner with this kid. Shake Shack. Very fancy dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow, I do not want to label this relationship. She's just going out to dinner with this kid. So she's upstairs. Yes.
Yes.
She's upstairs getting ready. We're cleaning up in the kitchen. My husband tells my older daughter, okay, you're going to dry the dishes. He shouts up to Lexi and says, Lex, you got to bring up the garbage totes before you leave.
Down at the end of the driveway.
Yes. Leah, my older daughter, is like, no, Dad, I'll bring up the garbage totes. Lexi mm-hmm. can dry the dishes. And my husband interrupts her and says, absolutely not. No, I told Lexi is bringing up the garbage totes. You are drying the dishes. He looks at me, gives me a wink. I know exactly what he's doing.
Okay. Knowing that any second now, this kid's going to pull up.
Yes. Lexi comes downstairs. Oh, he's pulling into the driveway. And my husband says, nope, you are staying right here. You are not going to the door. He needs to come to the door. And oh, by the way, don't forget the garbage totes.
Mm-hmm.
How does the story end?
This was the test, right?
Series of tests.
Guess so, yeah. Now, Normally, does Lexi bring up the garbage totes? Is that her like part of the job?
Absolutely not. No. Like once in a while, maybe. She's a good kid. She if she notices them down there, she'll bring them up.
Oh, good.
She's a better than me being the wife and whatever.
They sit there all day. Right.
Right.
How does this story end? Wait, don't tell me. The kid pulls up and waits in the car for a second and texts her. And then she runs out, talks to him in the car quick as she's running past, grabs the totes, brings them up, and runs back inside. So she's like, go up to my door. Like, she, like, ran the situation.
She told him to come to the door.
Okay. Right. Okay. She went back. So, she's trying to, like, you know, like, get out of this as quickly as possible.
And what happened to the garbage totes?
So the garbage totes, she ran past his car, said, make sure you come to the door. I got to get the garbage. And then she brings the garbage back in, runs in through the garage, and stands there like a good girl. And ding dong.
Oh, so without us knowing that she did that.
Right, yes.
Oh, wait, did he help her bring up the garbage totes or not?
Oh, no, I didn't think about that. Maybe. Yeah, that'd be the right thing to do.
Did he make the right decision?
Did he make the right decision?
How many of the tests did he pass? Major tests here.
Okay, so you do
coming to the door and the garbage totes.
So
which
one
did he pass or fail?
You have met him, right? Before? You know this kid.
It actually, yes. They're a very beautiful family.
Right.
Great kid. Good
so this
kid.
Isn't like first meeting.
No. He's not a stranger.
This is not like landing on a new planet and opening the doors and saying, you know, greetings, Earthlings. Nice to meet you.
Right. There's no shotgun involved in this one.
Gotcha. All right.
We met him before.
I think he did come to the door. That's a definite. And then I think, did he help with the garbage totes? I'm not sure. I think he he did one of the two tests.
So you don't think he helped with the garbage totes, but he did come to the door.
Correct.
Is that your final answer?
I think she said, I'm going to get these up and then meet me at the door.
Okay.
Okay.
Final answer. Locking it in.
That is my final answer.
Lexi's standing in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, she's going out with a boy, so she's got this cute little white golf skirt on with this cute pink shirt in her nice white Converse.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just standing there. And she goes, you guys, come on. He Snapchatted me that he's here.
Ah, I got that part right.
And we're like, you can't go. He needs to come to the door. I'm going. So she walked out. He did not come to the door.
No!
So now I move my position from the sunroom. I get up and I go into the front room. You know, everybody has that front room.
By the
front
door.
And I'm angling myself so I can watch what's happening between the blinds without him seeing me.
Oh, my God.
I see her walk to the passenger side, opens the door, puts her purse in, because she has to carry her cute little purse everywhere she goes.
Of course.
Puts her purse, there's nothing in it but a phone. She puts her purse in the front seat, closes the door. Now, remind you, she's in this cute little white mini skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Lexi is my tiny little mooch, okay? She's like skinny as all skinny, and she's so tiny and petite and cute. She is lugging both the recycle bin and the garbage toter at the end of the driveway. Yes. She's lugging one at a time up the driveway into the backyard because it's not even in the garage.
Oh.
Then she walks all the way back and I can hear him shout, is my car in the way? I need to move it?
No.
She goes all the way back down, grabs the recycle tote, dragging it up in her cute little white mini, and puts it in the backyard, goes in the car, and they drive away. Fell both times.
Wow. All right. Message.
And then I'm like, Lexi.
Message.
Hold on. You ate dinner without washing your hands after lugging up the garbage tote?
My message to all young lads out there, think like the parents.
I know.
And you will be in, what's the word for it? Scot-free.
Listen, he may have been nervous. That might be one side of the argument. I don't know if guys feel awkward and weird now because of the strong, independent woman rhetoric that's out there, which I do agree with. But there needs to be some kind of male chivalry that still exists.
Absolutely. There's two separate things. You could be an independent, strong minded woman, but you can also accept the grace of your suitor.
Just a friend would have helped bring up the garbage totes. Like, she's sluggish. She goes all the way back down, all the way back up.
Maybe he didn't know what was going on.
I don't know.
Poor kid.
Poor kid.
So now, will you and your husband allow him to take her out to dinner again?
I was like, Lex, done. Done. Move on. Really? Ariana Grande.
And that's, wait, don't tell me, on 98.9 The Buzz. How did you play along? Did you guess it? Anyway. All right, it's coming up on 7:16 on 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy, it's Jerker Justified. Moments away here on the show.
At her daughter's graduation party, something happened that she was not very happy about. What her sister did at the party is what you're deciding, Jerker Justified.
Pisano and Sandy. One action, two opinions. You decide. Spizzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Yeah, 98.9 The Buzz. Spizzano and Sandy.
Before we get to the message that we got, what her sister did at her daughter's graduation, can we give a shout out to the house, the homeowners at Holt Road and Clem Road in Webster?
You guys are
hysterical.
Is it what I think you're going to say?
The three skeletons?
Yes.
They are the neighbor that has the skeletons up and decorate. Like, I think they decorate them all the time. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But they, right now, today, if you drive by the corner of Holt and Clem Road, that brown house right there, the three skeletons dressed in graduation gowns with the signs that say, congratulations, graduate 2026.
Yeah,
and it's, you know, the picture.
Stuff. Yeah.
It's like, that is so funny.
Bringing a little west side to the east side.
Is it? What is that supposed to mean?
Carry on.
Is it supposed to mean something too? Skeletons and graduation and you've been the death of me all these years? Like, what does that even mean?
No,
I don't know
I think
if there's
it's
some
like,
hidden...
No, it means like we're too lazy to take them down for Halloween, so just keep dressing them up. Oh, there's an occasion.
Right. Okay.
This is the pre-4th of July Uncle Sam outfit.
Right. Anyone know those people? They're funny.
Thank you.
All right. So here's the message.
Yes.
At my daughter's graduation party... My sister announced she was pregnant.
Oh.
I was furious because I felt she hijacked the celebration.
Oh.
Jerker Justified.
Whoa.
Is that a whoa for you? Immediately
actually,
I thought, my, you're being a little dramatic.
Yeah. Nah, it's, yeah.
Okay.
I got some thoughts. How about you? 818-2899. So she's like, hey, everybody, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, I don't know if she stood on a table and announced it with a megaphone, but she I grabbed enough attention where this mom is very upset.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hey, good morning. The Buzz, Jerk or Justified.
I say that's kind of a jerk move. It's like proposing at someone else's wedding reception.
Oh, yeah, that is true. That is very true.
So there's a bit of one-upmanship, a little bit of Helen from Bridesmaids.
Yeah, you know, like you worked hard to achieve that. Give them that little bit of a moment of being able to bask in the glory of success.
Hmm.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding when she said graduation party. I was thinking the big party where hundreds of people show up, neighbors that who don't even know who your kid is. It's so cash.
Right.
Does it matter? I didn't think it was a big deal.
Yeah, so you think it's a big deal. So you say jerk.
Yeah, I do.
Gotcha. Thank ya.
Yep.
Okay, bye. Hi, DeBoz. Good morning. Jerker Justified.
I gotta say, under the circumstances, I don't think she did it out of malice.
Right.
Right.
But I think she was justified because that is celebratory, and if she waited to tell anyone, it was, oh, gee, when did you find out? And why didn't you tell us before this?
Wrong, yeah.
And it's just, she was so bubbly. I mean, she's going to be a mom.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And it's like, it's informal. The graduation party that I'm thinking in my mind is informal. And hey, when do you ever get the whole family together? This is the perfect opportunity.
You know what, Mark, guess what? I agree with Sandy. And this, it's rare.
Whoa, mark this down. Hang on.
It's rare.
Mark this
it's
down.
Rare.
It's a big day.
I'm thinking there's ruthless efficiency going on here, right? You got everybody together. Everybody knows everybody. It's a great way to do it. It beats saying it on social media.
And I think this is the perfect time because we are celebrating you as a parent and how you raise this child well enough where she's graduating high school and moving on the next part of her life. So this is a very...
It's like
an emotional time about parenting.
Yeah.
Really, and that's perfect to say, hey.
Yeah.
So her aunt announces that she's having a baby.
Yes.
All right.
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 Thanks, Mark. Have a great day. All right. Hi, the buzz. Good morning. Hi. Jerk of Justified.
I think she's a baby, and it's a jerk.
So it's a jerk. It is a baby, as a matter of fact.
There is a baby going on. It's not like, okay, the graduate is not going to care at all. Okay? Uh-huh. She's not going to care.
Wait, are you calling me on another line, too?
Oh, shit.
You're sneaky.
You're
sneaky.
Okay, no, I like that.
Sorry. No,
she wants her vote to count twice.
Okay? Yeah, that's fine. So your other personality, what would your other personality say on the other line?
Oh, sorry. Okay, so anyway, it's not like it's an engagement party.
Right.
Her sister announces that she's getting married.
Uh-huh.
That would be weird, an engagement party, and then her sister says, I'm getting married at the engagement party
right. But just saying, hey, your aunt's pregnant, everybody, that's a jerk move.
No, I think it's completely justified.
Oh,
she's calling mom the baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm
calling mom the baby. Like, I just think it's not about the mom, and I think the graduate's not going to care at all.
No,
she's going to be happy. She's going to be with her friends the whole time anyway.
And she doesn't care.
Yeah, okay.
So just give me my money, auntie.
Yeah, put it in the box.
Right.
All right, Jill, take the justified. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Hi, the buzz. Jerk justified.
I think it's a jerk move.
It's a jerk move to announce you're pregnant?
Yeah. I mean, I understand with the whole family being there and everything, but do it before all the guests come, and it feels like wearing white to a wedding when you're the guest.
All right.
I don't know if I'm bothered about wearing white to a wedding. I think we're too focused on, I don't know. Even my younger daughter, like it's her birthday party this weekend. And I'm like, well, Lex, we're going to have to do a toast or it's going to be shared with Father's Day because it's Father's Day weekend. And she gave me this look like I just murdered her. I'm like, Lexi, it's okay. She's like, oh, okay, it's fine. It's fine. It's just my birthday, but it's fine. And my older daughter's like, Madge, it's her day. I'm like, you guys, it's not really a big deal. Is it?
Wait, hold on a second. So if your kids were to vote in this, they'd vote jerk also.
Oh, they would absolutely vote jerk.
Okay.
But I don't get it. It doesn't, like, the attention can be on you, and you can also share the attention a little bit and be happy for another family member who's going through something exciting.
Okay.
Right. I agree, but, like, do it with the family when, like, before all the guests come in private and everything, when it's just with the family, not, like, I'm not sure when she did it, but it's, like, right in the middle with all the guests, and then all of their, and then, all she's just stealing the graduate thunder.
All right, gotcha. Thank you.
All right. So
one more. Hey.
Now this one, we'll tie it up if you say jerk, justified, case is closed.
All right. Is this Genesee Jim? Hey, the buzz. Hello.
He's from Scott.
Yeah, is this Genesee Jim?
Yes, it is.
All right. You're tie breaking today, bud.
It's jerk move.
Oh,
no. He just made it a tie.
He made it a tie. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The spotlight should be on the graduate, and she's taking a spotlight away from the graduate.
I don't know. I've never been to a graduation party where all the focus was on the kid. It's just you walk by and you're like, hey, congratulations on your graduation. Thanks. And then you go off and get a beer.
Yeah, here's my couple hundred or whatever you're given, 50, whatever it is. Whatever the going rate nowadays is.
Actually, you go off and get a Genesee beer.
Yes, that's right.
Exactly. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Well, now, and I know we're running late on time, so we need one more call to call in, and you decide the case, jerk or justified.
To announce your pregnancy at your niece's graduation party. See, the mom had brought it up, and
she was furious.
Sounds like a little sister rivalry going on, too.
Well, it probably is.
Yeah, right?
It probably is. Well, yeah, I don't know. Probably is. Maybe you're saying that she probably is just bringing this up just because she is bitter. Because I'm assuming
sisters can be mean to each other. You know, like guys, we fight it out and then we're like friends again.
But why is she even? I just don't even understand why she's taking offense.
All right.
Don't be so protective.
Hi, the buzz, tiebreaker. Nail it. Which is it, jerk or justified to announce your pregnancy at the graduation party?
You're justified.
Oh!
Okay.
Thank you.
Justified.
Justified.
Jerk. Justified. Or justified. 98.9.
Wow, to the wow, to the wow. Good morning. It's Wednesday. I'm Scott Spisano, and there's Sandy Waters, and we're hanging out here. Thanks for hanging out in the 8 o'clock hour with us.
All right, before we get to the new thing that's been banned in the grocery store, you will notice this.
Banned?
Banned, yeah. Banned. Why are you looking at me like that? Proposed ban at the grocery store.
Okay.
Before we get to that, 30-second pitch is coming up. Yep. She wants to mute the in-laws. she get a yay or nay?
This is where you get a chance to kind of work, like I said before, you workshop with us, you know, to work out the details. Yeah. In 30 seconds, your little pitch.
You're pitching your gripe.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so proposed New York law would ban sell-by dates.
Oh.
You know how, like, on the milk, sell-by, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They just want, New York says, listen, we're wasting too much food here. Americans discard so much food because there's a confusion with the whole sell-by date. Do you throw it out on that date? How many days after that date? So they're like, listen, we're just going to eliminate it all. No more sell-by, best before, enjoy by, or fresh until. Instead, I've never seen enjoy by, have you?
I've never seen enjoy by.
Or fresh until? I've never seen that either.
I've never seen fresh until. I like use or freeze by. I like those two. That one. I like that one. Especially when it comes to meat. Use or freeze by X date.
Perfect. So they're going to say instead, if this all goes through and it's moving through the system nicely so far, instead, they're only allowed to use by.
Mm-hmm.
Which means after this date, the product may no longer be safe to eat.
Okay.
So eliminate the confusion. There's a use by date.
Okay.
Or a best if used by, which means food may still be perfectly safe after this date, but taste or texture could decline. That's it. Those are your only choices. Those are the only labels. That's now the clear definition of each.
Sell-by should be for the retailer to see.
It originally was for, right?
Uh-huh.
It originally was for the store to know the inventory.
It's like the internal memo, right? Yeah. On the box of whatever, you know, then it says sell-by this.
So. How many other households have that debate in the house? Like my husband just yesterday pulled out some cream cheese in the fridge, which I didn't even know we had. Looked at it, put his glasses on, looked at it again, did the sniff test. And he's like, I think it's fine. I'm like, what? I think it's fine. No.
How overdue was it?
I don't know. I didn't even ask him. I just think if you're going through all the tests, the sniff test, just throw it out. But he's like, it's fine.
Cream cheese, it lasts for a while, you know.
It does?
Yeah, unless it starts turning colors, it's all right. You just scrape
anything
the top off it.
Anything that's creamy on it, I don't know. He ate it. I guess he's
okay,
fine.
Okay, what about regular cheese? You got a block of like yellow cheddar, and it's got a little green on the corner. What do you do?
Okay. The minute mold starts to grow, the whole thing is out.
Really?
So I am probably part of that 40% of food in America is discarded.
Yeah.
But much of it is still edible.
I try to stretch it a little bit.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I cut the end of the cheese off. Go for that.
Okay, here's the question that I have.
What?
Condiments. Does ketchup go bad? Relish? Mustard?
Eventually. There's an expiration date on it. But it's weird. We've got this condiment conundrum. Ha! In our house. How about that for big words? Because we have two sets of condiments. One goes up to our camper and one's at home.
Okay.
But when camper days are done, in the fall.
You bring them home.
I bring them home. Now I've got two ranches, two Italian dressings, you know, that kind of thing. Ketchups, they go quick.
So what, really, honestly, do you stop it at the sell-by date? The ranch dressing says sell-by date June 17th. Are mm-hmm. we using it today or not?
Yes.
Are we using it tomorrow?
I'm using it for another 2 weeks.
2 weeks
sell-by.
After?
Sell-by.
With ranch?
Yeah.
How about ketchup?
Yeah. Even more, because it's got vinegar
See,
in it.
See, ketchup I didn't think had a use-by date.
Go look at your bottle right now.
They have, because it's per law, they have to have a label.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're now eliminating the label on it, Scott, because some people, like my husband, don't look at the label. They just do the sniff test. Ketchup, I kind of feel like never expires.
It does.
Mustard, I don't think expires.
They have a very long shelf life, as long as they're in the fridge. Because they've got the acid, the vinegars in it and stuff.
Yeah, see, yeah. I think you can ignore that sell-by date.
How are you
the guy in the room saying I should throw it out?
Because
but you're the guy who also eats everything.
Yeah, but I also am the cook, and I also look. You know what I won't mess with? Eggs.
Well, I don't think anybody's messing with eggs.
The expiration date on eggs scares the crap out of me. I'm like, bye, out of here.
I don't think anyone's messing with that.
I pushed it maybe 1 or 2 days past expiration date, then I get all weird about it. I'm like, I don't want to poison me or my family.
Yeah. You know how much lettuce I throw out? Lettuce freaks me out, too.
Lettuce just gets weird. Then when it looks weird, you toss it.
I get weird about lettuce and milk. I'm not doing the milk thing.
No, the milk, you can taste the milk thing when it starts to get a little...
Sniff test.
Sniff test isn't right. always reliable. Because sometimes...
Is it?
No, sometimes like bacteria doesn't smell until it really is really active.
All right, so just keep an eye out because it might pass. It might be officially just used by best of used by date. We'll see what happens with that.
Wow.
Coming up in about 10 minutes.
Changed my life.
I know, right? Spazzino and Sandy's 30. Well, sometimes if you have it after the sell-by date, your life will be changed.
Yes, exactly.
The toilet will be too. 30-second pitch. She wants to mute her in-laws. Will you give it a yay or nay?
It's coming up next.
Rochester's longest-running morning show, Spazzino and Sandy. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, it's that time. When you hear this music, you know it's time for the Spazzino and Sandy 30-second pitch. Yes, every week we do get somebody from the Buzz fan. To pitch their big idea to our panel of judges, ladies and gentlemen, Sandy Waters and our special expert judge, two-time Emmy Award-winning producer and founder of Big Brand Ventures. Let's give it up for Brandon T. Adams.
Hey, what's up?
Now, Brandon is like the king of the pitch. He gets pitched all the time. He's an expert at this. But yet, out of all the pitches you get pitched,
yes.
This has got to be the favorite pitch of the week, right, Brandon?
Oh, yeah, it is.
You must get some ones that you just, like, feel bad for them. Do you ever get one of those?
Yeah,
do you ever feel bad for somebody like, oh, dude?
Sometimes I feel bad, and sometimes I just want to say, dude, that sucks. Get home and restart over.
Well, normally you can't because you're a professional, right? But here on the show on Spazzino and Sandy, you absolutely can say that.
Oh, I definitely can on this show.
Yes,
this is my freedom to say whether you're good or bad.
That's exactly. And we got Nicole on the line. Nicole, you there?
Yeah, hey guys.
Hey, it's Nicole's been our Buzz fan for a long time. She listens all the time, so she's ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Nicole?
Yeah, so Nicole, you're from Ogden on West Side. Tell us more.
I'm part of an active, very active family group chat.
Oh.
Which, yeah. So my phone, it just pretty much rings constantly. I get, like, good mornings, I get memes, updates, random photos, questions. I mean, it's just, it's all day long.
And what Nicole told me is that the tricky part is it's her husband's family.
Oh, this is the in-law group chat?
They're like amazing, but the constant notifications, I mean, it's driving me crazy.
So what are you exactly, what are you going to pitch though today? Who are you pitching to?
I mean, I would need a pitch to my husband.
So you're pitching to your husband how you want out of this group chat. Is that what we're pitching?
Well, Not necessarily.
So do you want him to talk to your his family to say chill out on the group chat? I guess I'm trying to figure out what we're pitching.
We'll see. It's in her pitch.
Okay. All
you,
right.
You prepared 30 seconds tight. That's a full stop at 30 seconds. You got to get it all in. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You ready, Nicole? Go.
Okay. So you're going to say to my husband. Okay. Honey, I really do love your family, and I like being included in what's going on. I do. But the group chat is pretty constant, and sometimes it feels like, you know, I can't keep up on it or step away without missing something. So I'm wondering if it's okay if I either mute the chat or check in at certain times instead of being in it all day long. And not because I don't care, just because I need a little less noise and distraction during the day.
Oh, good one.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yes. All in 3 seconds. Not bad.
I know when the timer's going, it is stressful.
Okay, judges, what do we got here? Brandon, you first.
Well, you're nicer than I would have been. I would have left that chat a long time ago.
I know. Me too.
Or I do have this problem with multiple chats. And I put my phone in Do Not Disturb. Otherwise, I would never get anything done, which allows me to not have to listen to all the BS. Mm-hmm. But I will say I like your approach on it. I thought it was a good approach mm-hmm. on how you went to it. Very nice. Would it be okay? Put it in their ballpark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I do like your gentle approach of how you're going to your husband on this.
All right.
And I actually thought your pitch was going to be, can I tell the family, do you people work? Like, I thought that was going to be the pitch. Where we were gonna, so you were, like Brandon said, you were very sweet about this.
Okay, yeah. All right, so then.
Well, they're funny, too. So I do like reading them on my own time, just not constantly throughout the day.
It's just too much.
Listen, that's a huge win when you're included in the in-law chat. That's huge. You can't damage that.
Are you going to give it a yay or a nay?
All right, Nicole, we can all relate to you. We feel so close to you right now. Your pitch was awesome. I say yay.
All right!
Well said. Well pitched.
Okay, Brandon T. Adams.
Hey, Nicole, you know I got to give it to you. Good approach, and I give you a yay.
All right!
Yay!
We got a winner in the 30-second pitch. Nicole, go for it.
Hold on. Is this our very first? Nicole, are you the very first one to get two yays?
I don't know.
I think she is.
Is it? All right. Not bad at all. Congratulations.
I need a yay from the hubby.
Exactly. Yeah, best of luck. Big up to the West Side out in Ogden. Thanks for being Buzz fan. Appreciate it.
Of course.
All right. Thanks for being on Spazano Sandy's 30-second pitch.
Spazano and Sandy.
So, straight up, tell me, am I your favorite in-law? Or...
Well, you clearly are not. Yeah. Poor Scotty.
This is 98.9 Buzz. Good morning. It's Spazano and Sandy. We just got off the 30-second pitch with the...
she wanted to mute her in-laws because the group chat. We can all relate to this. How many group chats are you tied into where it's just constant?
It's blowing up all day long.
People, do you work? Anyhow, it's her in-laws. And I thought... Listen, beyond the whole how annoying that group chat is because your phone's always going off.
Yes, it can be, yes.
And you're always like 100 messages deep by the time you look at your phone. The whole thing that she's included in the in-law chat,
mm-hmm.
that's pretty good because my family, like it's my parents,
mm-hmm.
my sisters,
mm-hmm.
the kids, and the husbands are not included in our group chat.
There's really?
And my husband does not like that. There's a separate group chat that includes the husbands.
So you guys have two?
Yes.
One with and one without.
Yes. And my daughter was talking about something at dinner. She goes, Dad, did you see it in the group chat? And my dad was like, my husband was like,
No.
Are you telling me you have two separate chats? And she goes, yeah, because some things you husband shouldn't hear or see.
What? Because you're talking about us. You're complaining about us.
Not necessarily. Wait,
all the sisters and the parents are in on it. That's rude.
No, it's not complain. I don't think we complain about. No, we don't complain about the husbands.
Oh, no. I know you don't. But we think you do when you don't include us in stuff like that.
Right. Yes, right. That's what my husband took. That's how my husband took it, too.
Yeah.
So do you have the moment where... You feel like I made it. I am in with the in-laws. Because between you and your brother-in-law, who do you think is
got more in.
Yeah.
I mean, my father-in-law is so cool, right? He's like chill. He's like the nicest guy, and he does the world for us.
Oh, you're setting it up.
No.
You are not the favorite.
He and I get along really, really well.
Yeah.
But my brother-in-law, which is my wife's sister's husband, they seem to have more in common because this one thing is actually it's ironic that my brother-in-law's name is Scott also. Mm. And Scott golfs and so does Dad and they golf together. So like when we get together, like Saturday, we were together at my mother-in-law's 82nd birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. We're all hanging around. And they were joking about something that happened during golf. And they were
the golf course.
Yeah, they were shucking and jiving.
It's like to feel like a woman.
What?
It is. Women are often out of those inside jokes because they happen on the golf course. Now it's changing. Now more women are on the golf course too, but that's how we feel. That's how we feel.
Oh, I see. Well,
business deals are done on the golf course and we're not there at the table.
Yeah.
And then why don't you learn how to play golf?
Then they were talking about like the SpaceX stock thing and oh, they're both in on it. And I'm like,
you didn't get in on it?
Oh, I don't know the money. It's $150 or whatever it is per share. I don't have that kind of money.
$135.
Oh, it's down?
It opened at $135.
Today?
Oh, no, at the IPO.
Oh, no, it was up to $150 the other day.
Oh, yes.
How many did you get?
Why don't you... 11.
Damn you!
But my sister only got one share, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's sad. Anyhow, listen, why don't you start learning about the market or start playing golf? And then your father-in-law will, like, respect you more.
No. Hi, the Buzz.
Come on, play golf. That would be so cute. We could teach you how.
Hi, the Buzz.
Hey, Chef Marcus calling.
Chef Marcus, how you doing, bud?
Good, brother. What's happening?
All right.
Just a funny story based on your little conversation going there with the favorite in-law type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the youngest of seven kids, and I had five sisters.
Oh, man.
And so my father used to get them all the brother-in-laws going as far as, you know, fighting for position as the favorite son-in-law.
That's awesome.
And they would literally, like, not fight, but, you know, argue about it and be like, no, I just did this, so I'm the favorite son-in-law. And, you know, they take it all to my father and like, have big debates on who's the favorite son-in-law.
That's funny. And your dad sits there and just takes it all in and loves it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so, I don't think it's my husband who's the favorite either.
Really?
And I feel bad because I talk up my husband, but for some reason, it's my brother-in-law, my older sister's husband. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
There's never a competition. I mean, like, I'll qualify this. Say there's not a competition.
Yeah, there is.
No, because...
I think there's an underlying competition.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Left unsaid, but it's definitely there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, out of the seven, were you the favorite child?
Yeah, because I'm the youngest.
Yeah, there you go.
You're the youngest?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm the youngest
God.
Of seven, so...
And the only brother?
No, I have one other brother.
And five sisters.
Oh, my God.
Five sisters, and then my brother, then me, yep.
Okay, I see.
So you had five little moms is what you really had.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a good one,
Absolutely.
Chef. That's a good one,
have
Chef.
Have a great morning.
Thanks, man. Take it easy.
Yeah, you too.
Okay,
all right.
Bye. Back to me learning golf.
Yes, you need to.
No, you know me. What would happen?
Yeah, but I think that is an important bond that you have to be, like, I encourage my daughters to learn the game of golf because a lot happens on the golf course and you want to be a part of that. Now, I'm talking to them about the business world, but to you, I'm talking about it with the family dynamic.
Now, again, I'm going to ask, you know me. What happens when I pick up a hobby?
Oh, God, you somehow make money from it. So this would be good.
No,
before you'll be part of the PGA.
Yeah, When I take something, I'm so ADHD, I take it and I just run so hard with
you
it.
You do.
Nothing else matters. Great. So I pick up golf, I become a golf, like a cart girl or something. Right?
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
You want what kind of seltzer? You want lime seltzer? Yeah, or just a beer?
A cart person.
Yeah, cart person. All right, time to get out of here. It's coming up at 9 o'clock. The commercial-free 98 is up in just a few minutes. 98 straight minutes of Buzz Tunes for you to kick off your workday.
Yes, and tomorrow is live Audience Thursday. If you ever want to come in the studio and hang out with us for the final hour of the show, you just reach out to me, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com, or on our socials, 98.9 The Buzz. But tomorrow will be fun.
Yeah.
We got a lot planned for tomorrow, so hopefully we'll talk to you tomorrow. In the meantime, it is time to say we out.
We out like that dejected, lonely son-in-law.
Oh.
Out. See you, bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spazzano and Sandy. You're the best.